Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. The vaccine is out in full force, and we're looking to inoculate 1 million people a day. Do we have the logistics to keep up with that demand? Different strains of the virus keep coming up. Which stocks would you consider? COVID is still hot and heavy in the world, right? Now, this is a cool story because it brings some realism to what's going on with COVID, right? Inconsistent supply is the biggest challenge to COVID vaccine rollout. And that's a New Jersey hospital CEO. Well, you know, New York, New Jersey has been a hotbed for COVID-19. And they're saying that the inconsistent supply is the biggest challenge. Well, think about it. We're going to, right now, going to try to inoculate 1 million people a day for the first 100 days. That's going to be 100 million inoculations. Is the logistics in place to get all those inoculations out? Now, recently I was at the VA. I went to the VA for an appointment. And outside of my appointment was a long line of older people, right? Because they're first on the list getting their vaccinations. As the VA goes through their list, I'm going to be somewhere in there and they'll invite me to come get my shot. All right. But the inconsistent supply, I need to dig a little deeper to see if there's more, meat to the story, or is this just talk? All right. But I think that, that goal of a million shots a day is big. All right. The demand is there, but is the supply there? We know that Pfizer's out there with a vaccine. mRNA is out there with a vaccine. We've been talking about a couple of other companies that are out there, but they're out there. All right. Do they have the wherewithal to put enough vaccine out there? And that's what this story is about. But now, here's Pfizer. Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine found to be effective against COVID variant discovered in UK. So there's been two variations of the COVID vaccine in the UK and in Africa. And I said that last week, mRNA, which was my stock of choice in this space, is already able to counteract the African variant, and Pfizer here is saying that they can counteract the UK variant. And I think that that's important that these companies are up on the ever evolutionary changes that are going to come with any vaccine. The flu is a vaccine. The flu is a virus. And guess what? We get inoculated against flu strain A or B. I think that's going to happen with when it comes down to the coronavirus vaccine. Hey, Glenn, when is the last time you've seen the MTI this high? Hasn't been. I believe we're hitting all-time highs on both the MTI and on the buy-to-sell ratio. This is more fodder to the idea that the market is way overcooked. All right, it really is. And that's why I showed you that original graph that showed you what we look like at this time last year, where we look at right now, just to give you an idea. Folks, I just want you to be focused on what's going on in the market. Don't get caught up in all of the hype. There's a lot of hype out there. I need you guys to protect yourselves. Tighten stops on the stocks that you own. For all the new people that are just coming into the room, I want to say thank you for joining us today. But we've been talking a lot about what's going on in the market and what stocks are making news in the market. And we're using the power of the VectorVest software to go after whether or not these are stocks that you want to be in. So that gets you caught up real quick on what's going on, because people keep coming in and out all throughout the presentation. You don't want to forget those people who are just recently coming in. All right. And don't forget, you can ask questions. Joey's pointing out all the questions that he really needs me to answer. So we're trying to do the best we can for that. And one last story on the coronavirus front is Abbott. Abbott's COVID-19 antigen test may help with faster detection, isolation, says the CDC, which I think is amazing. All right, so now we do have the rapid tests that are out there. As a matter of fact, right across the street from our office, they set up a tent for a rapid test, all right, which is kind of important. But the rapid COVID-19 test, antigen test, is highly likely to correctly detect if people have ever contracted the virus and could help with earlier isolation, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Being able to find out in a quicker fashion if you had it. And you know something? I think that a lot of us may have been exposed to it, may have actually had it, but were asymptomatic. Just like any virus, no matter what you're going to do, you're going to get it. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The vaccine will help to protect us against it, all right? But and the way to find out is if you did have it, you'll have antibodies already created in your body for it. All right, so they can take a blood test and find out if you've got the antibodies. If you do, that means you've had it. That means you've had it, and maybe you were asymptomatic and you did not have the symptoms. But I think that the idea of this company, Abbott Labs, being able to test and get the faster detection and then actually find out from an isolation, you know, how to isolate a little quicker, I think that that's great. The several rapid antigen tests have been approved by the U.S. FDA for emergency use, but data lacks on test performance in asymptomatic people, according to the team of scientists, response team in the Arizona Department of Health and Services. So this is a stock to keep your eye on. Abbott's Binax Now antigen test has a sensitivity of 64% for specimens from symptomatic people and only 35% for specimens from asymptomatic people. Uh-huh. So still, more work needs to be done. It's great at finding infectious people. And this Pima County study demonstrates that Binax Now is 92.6% effective in identifying positive cases. A lot of times you'll get a positive negative. What is it, a negative positive? A false positive. This is a good case to if you've got it, it won't give the false positive. All right. So let's go take a look at these stocks in my list. All right, let's start off with BioNTech is here. And somebody asked me if Pfizer is out there and it's got the wherewithal to be put out as a vaccine, why is it falling so much? I did a story not too long ago that there's a lot of competition in the space now. More and more companies are getting close to the vaccine. A couple of companies besides Pfizer are out there with the vaccine, and that's why that's happening. BNTX, and where's my last one? Abbott, ABT. BioNTech in the top half of the list, Abbott in the bottom, and Pfizer is the worst. All right, let's go look at long-term price appreciation. BioNTech has got good upside potential. Abbott's got good upside potential. And Pfizer, on the other hand, even though, you know, and Pfizer was one of the companies that didn't take government money in Operation Warp Speed. They did it on their own. Interesting, right? They did it on their own. A lot of the other companies like mRNA did take money for the government for Operation Warp Speed. To get their vaccine out there. But Pfizer did it all by itself. Positive earnings, but negative earnings growth rate. BioNTech, on the other hand. So put the two together. Pfizer, BioNTech is working together. Good earnings. Look at that. $15 on a $106 stock. Grow their earnings at a clip of 31%. Abbott Labs, good upside potential, good safety. Positive earnings grows their earnings at a clip of 9%. If I look at these stocks, now, all right, so real quick, if I'm looking at my coronavirus stocks, BioNTech above the 10-day exponential moving average, moving sideways, all right? What else is in the space? Abbott, I like with that story talking about its rapid tests being a lot more effective. It does have a level of resistance sitting at 112.73. It is above it today. Let's see if we can get some more follow through. It closed above yesterday. It closed above today. If you're not in it, I'd look to get in about 12 cents higher than the high. I also like that relative timing just went above one. This may not be a bad play. And the last one is Pfizer. Pfizer, with all of the vaccine out there, they are getting beaten up by the competition.
Hey, if you like this content, guess what?
You can join us live every Thursday at 2 p.m. here on YouTube. Join VV Nation. We hope to see you there. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.